basement of the Big Rock Station. This is another exclusive Studio 97 event. Power 97 and Warehouse 1 presents Strippers Union live at Studio 97 with your host, Leek.
Here we go, everybody. Get loud for on Strippers Union Studio 97.
Lazy Susan, home fire's burning my head. Treadmill dream on the sex-shell phone. Sister, mother, daughter, drone. Flatline on the memory channel. Red lights flash on the instrument panel. Nothing has changed since the meter turned over. Could never name the day. Now I know I can never stop. Now I know I can never stop. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Brain cell test to brain cell test. Tour bus bunk and a six beer sleep. Tour bus bunk and a six joint reek. Mom cooked eggs in aluminum pans. Memory used to run so deep. Now it runs silent or runs away. Like a groundhog day. Nothing has changed since the meter turned over. I could never name the day. Now I know I can never stop. Now I know I can never stop. Now I know I can never stop. Lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. I'm a lake. My memory is a fish breaking the surface into sunlight.
Without an ad at Power 97. How are you guys? Good?
See, you can hear individual voices here. You say, how are you guys?
Pretty good. Yeah, okay. Here, yeah.
What are we doing?
This one's called Everybody Knows the Words, and like almost every song or all the songs on this record, they all came out of little conversations we had about the music business, about our experiences on the road, and wondering what other musicians' experiences are like. And we wondered what it would be like to be in a clone band, specifically a Beatles clone band, and how weird that might get. So the song, Everybody Knows the Words.
On with the weirdness.
Like a painting where the sky's too blue, I'm imitating only the best parts of you. I play you in that light, I sing but I can't write, so I pretend I sang it first. And everybody knows the words. I have the haircut and the Chelsea boots, and if there's catering, it gets tight in the 64 suit. I behave. Everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the words. I looked a lot like you. It was easy to play. So what came easy to me? So I studied you most and gave in to your ghost. I didn't get far. But I played it left hand. Musician's personals. Bass player has own van. When I was born, your time was through. And now it's my generation too. I care, so I rehearse. And everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the melody, but they need you more than me. I love you, but it hurts. Everybody knows the word. Everybody knows the word. Everybody knows the word. Everybody knows.
Thanks a lot. Well, while doing my other duties with Colin James last year, we were playing at the Caslow Jazz Festival in beautiful Caslow, BC, which is an outdoor show on the water, when a local bear came down to the water, and a curious bear, very close to the children. So they had to shoot it in front of everyone while the music was playing, and it rolled into the water and died. And in our world, that's a song. And here it goes, Local Bear.
Kind bud and a good jam session. Local Bear knows what's good to eat. Local Bear heads down to the lake shore, where the rednecks and the hippies all meet. Smell patchouli and the college jazz, red wine and a lot of sharp knives. Kicking up past the kicking horse pass, roll the tone out for a mellow good time.
dancers from a big fir tree. Yeah, helicopter dancers as far as he could see. Let's dance. So they call the cop. Safety first for those who don't know him. Pop a cap and see the big bear drop. Mountie wish he were directing traffic instead of taking down the big black oaf. Lose-lose with this demographic. You're a killer if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Not finished any rolls and balls. They cry murder and ignore the band. Heavy head to the lake he crawls, and drowns to the sound of Dixieland.
That's the sound of a bear drowning.
Studio 97. Strippers Union. Wow. That's a great song about a dead bear. You know, yeah. A lot of people wouldn't think that from a dead bear you can get such great sounds, but apparently they didn't meet Strippers Union.
On the record, we even had Pat Stewart, the drummer, and Robbie playing a recycling bin and kicking the crap out of it to get the sound of the dying bear.
Strippers Union, the new band, the reformed band, I guess you've been friends for such a long time and you've been working on stuff kind of, as all bands do, you always jam and there's always a product that's created, but how long was it for Craig Norvey and Mr. Robbie Baker to actually form as a touring band and not just a backstage band?
We've been friends for about 12 years. I think it was 12 years ago the Odds opened a show for us in Seattle. And we've been fans of their music for a while and instantly recognized kindred spirits. And, became fast friends. We toured quite a bit together over the years. And I guess it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago that I was able to sit in on a project that Craig was doing with a mutual friend, Bob Camus. And he asked me to play a little guitar on that record, and it was a great pleasure. And at the end of that, Craig said, well, I also have this other little piece of music kicking around that, I'd love to have you try something on that. And I did, and he carved it up and flipped it backwards and turned it into a silk purse, which I never thought it would be. And
well, actually, that's the way Robbie sees it. I was stuck, and he fixed it, and then I fixed it again. Yeah. Can't stop tinkering.
No, it was another 2 years after that when I decided, I've got all these songs and I need help. One of the problems of being in a band with a really great lyricist is that you never take the time to develop your own lyric writing. And I had no confidence in that department, but I had a lot of pieces of music. So I called in Craig to help me sort through that stuff. And as soon as he came, it was like, oh, I'm not making a solo record. This is a collaboration here. And we should get in the usual suspects as the band, because I would love to play with those guys.
Okay, now, with the band Strippers Union, though, how did the phone call go about, and when did you start actually really meeting in the studio? Because you mentioned that you were shooting material back and forth. When did it come down to, okay, it's legit, this isn't just one song?
Well, I fooled around with that song, sent it back on email, and Rob went, wow, that's kind of good. And we didn't really think about it, and then he took a couple of those pieces of music that he had sitting around and sent them to me, and I sent back my ideas, the melody and words on it. And he
writing went, songs by email.
We did a couple by email, and then we thought, well, what would it actually be like to be in the same room? It would go a little faster, don't you think? So I went to Kingston, and in two writing sessions of 4 or 5 days each, we wrote the record.
Oh, by the way, this is Craig Northey and Robbie Baker. This is Strippers Union, in case anybody didn't meet them yet. Now, you got, Tragically Hip to be your backing band for a lot of the songs. What was their response when they found out that you had all this different material and you were going to actually put it to use in your own band?
You know what?
Just jamming it.
Everyone's been incredibly supportive about it. I think everyone's in exactly the same boat. You know, the Tragically Hip is a socialist songwriting collective, and we sit down in a circle, and whoever's, you know, in that position, you start, throw a song idea out, and we'll work on that song, and then you go around the circle, and after a day, you've got 15 song ideas. So you spend a couple of weeks building those up, come back and do it again. You end up writing a lot of songs, but really you only get maybe 3 or 4 of your songs addressed for a record, and maybe you've written 15 for that album, and some of them you write knowing that the Hip will never do them. They're going to sit on the shelf, or maybe I'll find a soundtrack that I can put them in. What am I going to do with them? In this case, I thought, you know, there's some good music here, and it just needs a little help, and call Craig.
What was the record company like, and who approached them and said, hey, guess what? We got this band. Sign us.
Well, we've got a new way of doing things. I've been doing it for a while, and Robbie's new to it. You make yourself the record company, and you listen to no one. And then you take that to them. And they've been quite, Universal's been quite supportive.
Now, you know what? It's actually interesting that you brought that up, because a lot has changed since you were both first got your record deals in the world of music. And record companies are extremely reluctant to hand over money to anybody. It was bad before, but now it's changed tenfold. So what kind of things have you picked up in the past that you kind of went and said, look, record company, you can have association with us, but...
Well, it used to be that you'd get signed to a record company and they'd give you lots of money to go make a record.
And you'd drink it.
Yeah, that happened too. And now they have something called a PD deal, which should be called a UPD deal, because it's you pay and we'll distribute. Yeah. And it actually works out nicely. We make the record we want to make, and we work with the record company as a partner to try and find a way to get the music out there. And in this case, they said, well, we don't know if this is going to work at radio or not. We don't know how it fits in. And I said, well, you know what? A lot of stations played the odds, and a lot of stations played the Hip, and we'll cross the country and we'll go see all those people and talk to them, and, you know, maybe they'll play our record because we believe in it. We love what we've done. We're really proud of this record. And I just want to get out and talk to people about it, and so that they'll give it a chance.
It's like Field of Dreams, and here we are in our little baseball diamond right now.
Exactly like Field of Dreams. You're right. I'm glad you brought that up. The band, when this is a promo tour, like you say, you're going to go out and shake hands and babies and anything else you can shake.
We don't shake babies.
But limited amounts of that.
It says so in the bio.
It's a lie. It's a syndrome that the band is trying to shake themselves. When are you guys going to end up doing the full tour? I know there's a bunch of dates already kind of quasi-planned.
There are 5 dates next week. And the plan is to really cross the country back and forth in September.
Now, the band that you're going to have with you, since you had a whole bunch of hired guns for your album and that, are you currently searching for the band? Is the band in place?
That's the band.
Yeah, they weren't hired guns. Those are the funniest people we know. That's why we hired them.
We picked whoever could do a good stand-up routine, and it ended up being Doug, Pat, and Simon. So that's the band. And because we're all busy players and have things we're doing, it takes a while to line up the window where everyone's able to do it. So we're going to do these 5 shows, take a bit of a break because we have other things that we all have to do, and then come back in September. And by then, a couple of the songs would have reached the audience and whetted their appetites as well.
Now, you guys are used to a certain type of stage performance, different shows, different venues. What kind of venue, what kind of show can we expect with a Strippers Union?
Any venue that will have us is a good start.
There's about 40 people right here who have backyards.
Apparently, there'll be more red lights wherever we are.
It'll be weird for me because for 20 years, I'm used to looking around and seeing the same faces playing on stage with me. But I love these guys, and just like the Hip, It's a band formed out of friendship first and a desire to have a good time and to laugh a lot and let the music flow naturally out of that sort of friendship. And that's what this band is.
You guys, because you have so much side project material, you have your regular days and then you another side project, and then there's, oh, I can write for this, and you were mentioning soundtracks before, you're working with Colin James, there's all these tours, all these events. Are you going to have enough time yourselves to put the effort required into Strippers Union?
Well, if it suddenly is number one around the world with a bullet, then we'll have a problem on our hands, but it'll be a good problem to have. Yeah. I think the reality is that we will continue to find little windows of time, you know, 2 weeks here, 4 weeks there, where our schedules align, and we'll do union business in that time.
It's funny how from the public's perception, that's going to look like we're pretty much working all the time, because you, when you come to a town and then you go away, nobody knows what you did when you were away, and we're working really hard right now out here doing this. And it doesn't seem like hard work, so the answer is I think we can do it all. We won't burn out as long as we love it. If you didn't like it, then you'd kind of get ground down, but nothing can beat us down at this point.
Strippers Union, Local 518, the CD is in stores. Thank you very much for hanging out with us today.
Thanks.
Yes, our pleasure.
Thanks, Lee.
And we look forward to having you guys back hopefully within next few weeks. Sound good?
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
I can schedule.
Whenever September. You can get. Call it yeah. September.
Yeah.
Strippers Union, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause, please.
And I'll send this one out to Tim. This is our big hit single on Power 97.
This has been Studio 97 with Strippers Union.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. We'll see you in September. Strippers Union, go buy their CD. It's in stores as we speak. Local 518. Let's wrap it up. This has been Studio 97 on Power 97. Thanks a lot, everyone.